Great. This is going to feel so good. Yes, come in. 5 minutes late, but why am I even surprised at this point? It seems like breaking deadlines and tardiness are your real professions around here, so just sit down. Yeah, I've heard all your excuses before. Oh, but ma'am, traffic was hell. Oh, but ma'am, just one more day with overtime. Oh, but ma'am, I had a stomach bug, you know, and some other bullshit that you were telling me. But, what? Oh, well, now someone's getting very creative, but why should I believe you this time? Yeah, you know what? It doesn't even matter. That's not why I wanted you here in my office this morning. No. Your performance review isn't for another, like, month or so. Or do you have an ingenious excuse for forgetting about the date of that as well? No excuse, huh? No. Well, anyway, that is not why I ordered you here before you left for the day. Ever since, you closed that deal with that big client that was threatening to end business with us, you've been strutting your butt around this office, well, my office, acting like you own this place and you don't have to listen to me or your colleagues, and you always demand extensions on your deadlines. You know what? Silence. No more excuses. Enough of what you've done for me before, and more of what have you done for me lately? And lately, you've done nothing of worth for me. There you go again with your promises. Promises mean nothing coming from you. Just one more time to parade around the office acting like you're the boss. You keep forgetting where you sit here and who the actual boss is, and I am everywhere. That's right. Every fucking where. You know, remember last Wednesday? You were in the break room, you know, just chatting it up with the guys there. You know, Derek, Greg, and Eric. Yeah, you remember them? Yeah, those guys. Yeah, those clowns. Do you remember what you were talking about? Okay. I'll say it for you, since apparently it seems to be slipping your mind so much. You called me a BILF. A fucking acronym. I don't believe I need you to explain to me what that is. Or do I? No. You know, just don't even try to come up with some kind of reasoning or denial. It's okay. I have eyes and ears all over this fucking office. So just don't even try to guess as who sold you out. Because unlike you, he has some kind of loyalty to me and this company, really. Hey. Just shh. Look me in the eyes when you speak to me. Yeah, that's it. I want to know what those eyes look like when they're in the head of a liar. You realize the punishment for speaking in such a way about me, right? Exactly. 2 weeks suspension without fucking pay. No. Before you go on another diatribe about how everyone in here is just out to get you, or I am so unreasonable, or the world is against you and everybody just wants the world to burn kind of situation, just, I will offer you a moment of reprieve. Consider it as another me proving you wrong once again. How about that? Yeah, I figured that would get you to shut that mouth of yours. Now, you have two options here. The first is continue to deny your slander of calling me such an idiotic acronym, and you'll take your 2 weeks to think about your place at this company. Or, choice number two, admit to saying it and agree to be my personal assistant for 2 weeks and take on all the responsibilities that it calls for. You know, my current one has, unlike you, earned their vacation time and wishes to go on a cruise soon. There it is. That rebellious attitude that has got you in this exact situation. No, you must choose either one. Oh my god. You know what? Enough. I don't care if either choice is humiliating. You knew this was coming. So, every day, in and out, taunting me with that carefree attitude. Absolutely. You know, so now you need to choose. Oh, you don't want to bring up that incident. Please, bring it up. Bring up that incident. How about that? You know what? Never mind. Don't bring it up. I actually told you specifically to never bring that up ever again. It was merely a mistake that I wish to never experience again. Even in recollecting it, like, I just want no parts of it. Yes, we exchanged a fucking kiss, and it was a ridiculous moment at an office party. No one even saw us, so don't you dare try to use that as a means of some kind of fucking blackmail. And so what if I... or was mildly attracted to you? Do you believe that will help you here? What do you want to show me? What the fuck is it? When did you take that picture of us? Okay, I see where this is going. So why don't you stand up for me real quick? Okay, just stand up right now. Yes, now. Do you think you can play with me? Fine. Then let's fucking play. Seems to me you only think with what's down here. Then, by all means, let's think with what you got going on down here. How about this? Why don't you make me come and delete that picture? Then you won't have to choose either of those previous options. Fail to do so, and you will be my assistant for 2 weeks with a large pay reduction. I will not repeat myself. I don't care how ridiculous you may think it sounds. You need to give me your answer. Yeah? Then get fucking started, baby, and kiss me. Come here. Yes, I will admit, I have longed for those lips of yours. One of the only things I enjoy when I witness you parading through that front office door in the mornings. Look at you all frozen stiff. You haven't moved your arms since I grabbed you by your tie like a little leash. Frozen stiff. Maybe I'll just start using this as a means of getting you under control. Perhaps you'll become an obedient little worker bee like everyone else here. Yeah, you think so, maybe? Yeah. I don't want to hear anything out of you. Except, yes, ma'am. Oh, my hand is just so awfully dry to stroke you. Maybe I should just get them nice and wet. Yeah. Or maybe you can be a good boy for me and whip my hand with your mouth, baby. Yeah. Just put your tongue right on the palm of my hand. Like that, yeah. Very good. Nice and wet. So fucking eager. I love that. How about I just start stroking you now with my very wet hand? Ooh. Oh, yeah. You like the way I squeeze the base of your cock before I slide my hand all the way to the tip and repeating it over and over again. Be quiet. That wasn't a question. That was me stating a fact. Yes. At least your cock does what I tell it to, making just enough pre-cum to coat my fingertips with. Now, I've always wondered. Yeah, so that's what you taste like. This is the best thing you've made for me all month. Now, be a good boy and get on my fucking desk. Now. I said, now. Good boy. Lay back for me. Oh, do you think I was gonna grace your throbbing cock with my mouth? Don't be dumb. You look ready for me already, but my pussy, on the other hand, could use a pretty little mouth that never knew when to shut the fuck up. Now, I will put those flapping lips to good fucking use. I'm gonna sit nice and slowly here, right on your fucking face, baby. Yeah, like that. Move that tongue, baby. That's right. A little to the right, baby. And now just a little to the left. Oh, yeah, that's right. You'll get the hang of it. And don't forget to look me in the eyes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, those pretty eyes staring up at me. Yeah, it's hard to believe that they belong to such a silly, silly good boy. Fuck, ever since you finalized that deal, started acting like a fucking hotshot. The urge, to shove your face underneath me has been building and fucking building. Yeah. Maybe I should just demote you to be my permanent personal assistant, and you can eat me out before every meeting. Just, oh, yeah, that's it. A little more to the right, baby. Just that raw sexual energy left over, and the remnants of my cum all over your lips would give me such a very satisfactory type of high. I bet everyone in the office would feel it radiating off of me as I order you around. Yeah, like that. Just like that. How's that sound? You want to be my personal vibrator? Oh, be quiet. I don't need an answer. You're busy, remember? Yes. So busy. Oh, for once. Okay, that's enough. That's a fuck enough. It wouldn't be fair if I just gave you my orgasm, now would it? Yeah. It's time for me to see if this cock just feels as good as it fucking looks. So yeah, it's time for that, baby. I need to feel it. So let me slide inside. Oh. Oh, yeah, like, you know, from the way you gallivant around this office, I would have taken you for a more, oh, dominant partner, but look at you. You're too scared to move and interrupt me. Such an obedient little worker bee. It looks like you're gonna get that assistant job if you keep this up. Oh, yeah. Oh, all that worthless tasks I'm gonna make you perform just to show everyone here that you aren't, you know, such a fucking big shot in this fucking office. Oh, I'll make you fetch me coffee or tea every morning. vacuum my office floor and clean the toilets and so many more frivolous fucking things, baby. Just you wait. Oh, you have no idea how fucked you are for the next 2 weeks. But, why even stop at 2? I am your boss, after all. I could keep this going indefinitely if I chose. Oh, no, imagine it. You being my little servant until you decide to quit. But something tells me you wouldn't dare bruise that fucking ego of yours and quit day in and out. Just use you for your cock, and the only reason why I keep you working here is for this massive fucking cock of yours. Oh, what are you doing down there? Oh, fuck. Oh, mere bucking into me is gonna make me lose my focus. Oh, look who finally realized this was a wager. You think you can take me from down there? I'm big man. Oh, well, you know, shit. You could have warned me if you were just gonna push me off so quickly. How dare you even try to move me, your fucking boss, when she is so graciously fucking riding you? Wait, what? You want me to do what? Okay, first of all, no. I don't kneel. That is something I demand from others, from subordinates just like you. You know, on second thought, fine. You know what? No. Let's see how your little ideas form in that real world of yours, and not just in that fucking empty head of yours. Oh! Fuck! So maybe your cock fills my mouth in a very satisfactory manner. It doesn't mean that I'm enjoying this, but at the same time, you taste fucking divine. Finally taking off that stuffy tie of yours. Oh, you like my leash idea. Does that mean? Look at you. Yeah, I'm up. You must really be enjoying this, seeing your boss on the other end of a leash. You want me to bend over? Well, have your fun, baby, because it won't last forever. I know you like the way my ass looks. Just bent over my desk. You think you're man enough to take it from me? Fuck. Okay. Yeah, that was pretty good. I wasn't expecting that. And all those fingers of yours. Fuck. Yeah, you feel how wet I am, baby. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Just gonna slide in now. Oh, really? Oh, you really believe that you taking me like this from behind will get you out of serving as my sexy, obedient assistant? I'm only playing along to see if you and that cock can really make me fucking make me come. Oh, yeah. Oh. Fuck. Taking off the tie. Okay. Oh, look at you. Just gagging me with that tie just for a little bit and then putting it right up around my fucking neck, baby. Look at you. Thank you for allowing me to moan freely again, sir. Yes, I called you sir, but don't get used to it, but pull it tighter. Look me in the eyes and pull it tighter. Oh, yeah, like that. Oh, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Baby. That was fucking transcendent. You are so great for your first rough dom roleplay. Hey, what's wrong? You didn't come, though. Oh, no, baby. You are not too rough at all, I promise you. Is that why you're looking at me like that? Oh, baby, come here. I have an idea. See, we did what I wanted, and I would love to do what you want. So, what can I do to make you come, sir? Of course we can. I just want you to feel good, baby. That's all I ever wanted. Just let me lie back and get your cute body on top of me. Don't worry about anything. And of course, I'm still wet. Why wouldn't I be? I just came nice and hard for you. Oh, yeah. Hey. You look me in the eyes. You're so much more to me than a rough fuck or some silly role play I've been wanting to try. Yeah. Never doubt yourself, baby. I love the way, you trust me enough to try new things, and the way you hold me, and the way you cradle on the back of my head when you're fucking me. Yeah. Every time feels like that first night we hooked up. And that excitement never fades, baby. Fucking never. Yeah. You're doing so fucking well, baby. Keep going. Yeah. Deeper. Just like that. Oh, you're hitting the spot, baby. In the right fucking angle. Yeah, don't stop. Oh, I love how you moan and whimper for me. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Tell me you love me, baby. I love you so fucking much, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ready? Oh, my good boy. I'm clenching so hard around you. I just adore how you feel me just before. Oh, look at you. Come for me, baby. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was good. Yeah. Fuck. I'm still catching my breath. Oh, such a good job, baby. Oh, I just want to taste it. Let me taste it. Let me taste both of our juices together. Yeah. Oh, that's right, baby. Look me in the eyes while I suck your cock. And clean you up at the same fucking time. What's up, baby? Oh, you want to turn at the next roleplay choice? You want me to do a wheel spin? Or so fucking fun, baby. It was. You enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. That's all that fucking matters. But you want to pick the next one? Okay. But just hold on there, cowboy. I would never judge. But for that particular one, you're going to have to wait a few business days for a good costume to come in and get delivered. Maybe a few fucking YouTube tutorials. It might be helpful. So, that was fun, baby. Why don't we take a shower, get some snacks, and do some binge watching and just cuddle on the sofa. How's that sound? Yeah. Come on, baby. Let's go get wet.